Got to fortunate to get some nice cool weather for us prior to heading up to New England to play Sunday night. So it's a real blessing for us to be able to work today in the elements. Yesterday was about 65, so today, or whatever it was yesterday, very, very warm. So today was nice because that's what we're going to face, not only this week, but as we finish the year. So good for us to go out and work in the elements. Anyway, had a couple guys return to practice today on a limited basis, and that was good. And, you know, as usual, on a Thursday, we're right in the middle of our preparation, so. Good solid start to the week, though. Questions?
Because you never know how concussions are going to go, how relieved or whatever, appreciative were you to see Wes out there, even in a limited role?
Yeah, I just, you know, hope for the best. Let the doctors and the trainers do their thing in terms of, you know, providing, you know, time frame or whatever, whenever he can get back. And he was able to, you know, practice today on a limited basis, so that was good. He was allowed to return to practice.
Did you consider going down to the bubble just because, you know, sometimes when the weather's like that, you can't get much done?
No, we got a lot done. In fact, we did it all. Did what we would normally do, work situations, played football. And a little cool, but it wasn't real sloppy or anything. It was pretty good conditions, actually.
So if this is next year at this time, I know this is jumping way ahead, but you would use a day like today. You wouldn't be inside because of what the forecast is for New England on Sunday.
Not gonna get into hypotheticals about the use or lack of use of our beautiful new facility.
Are you enjoying the new facility? No.
Jeff, can you look at last week, this week, next week? It seems like there's couple teams that are really separating themselves in the AFC, just based on records. How important are these three games for you guys in terms of?
They're all important. Last week was built up as a, you know, huge game. It was. This one will be built up, and it will be. And then next, and they all are. That's how it works. It's a week to week league. Each opportunity to go out there and perform at a high level is important. You never know how it's all going to shake out in the end. And it's just imperative for us to prepare, you know, to go out there and play well and do our best to find a way to scratch out a win. And you look back at the end. I mean, you can't forecast which game is, you know, going to end up being as important as the other. You know, this is a game against two good football teams that were both in the playoffs last year. And so it ought to be a great matchup.
Whether it's Mike Adams or Thornton practicing against Peyton since the start of camp, then they're going to see Tom Brady this week. What do good safeties have to do when you play against Peyton or Tom Brady?
What do good safeties have to do?
What's a good safety got to do when you're playing against quarterbacks like that?
Well, I think basic safety play applies. Just do it at a high level. Be lined up properly, communicate properly, disguise when it's appropriate. You know, tackle, leverage the ball, make plays when you have opportunities. So, you know, it's nothing that we don't do for any quarterback that we play. It just becomes a little more heightened when you're playing against somebody that's really good.
Jack, how were they able to run the ball so much on you last year?
How were they? Too well. You know, they ran it well. They did a nice job. They out-executed us the last time we got together, and hopefully we're a little bit better this time around.
Coach, they got Shane Vereen back last week, started getting him back against the Panthers. How have you seen how they're implementing him back in?
Yeah, they like him a lot. I think he was targeted 6 or 7 times, and that will probably only increase. He's a good player, very versatile, and it's clear that they have a comfort zone with the things that he can do. So. Vereen is definitely a player that, you know, we understand will be important for us to make sure that we have a plan for.
How much is defending Gronkowski a team effort rather than simply a one-on-one type matchup?
Yeah, well, that's what it is. You know, he's a good player. He'll require more than just one guy. He'll need some attention, and his productivity and all that kind of mandates that. But we'll mix it up like we do. We'll have a plan for it, and you know, clearly he's one of the top guys as well. Not really. I mean, not the things that we saw. I mean, nothing has become clearer over the last couple of weeks that wasn't clear already. I mean, he's the tough guy to cover. He's got great quickness. He's got a great feel for the game. He's ultra competitive, and you know, those kind of qualities have enabled him to be a very productive player for a number of years now. And we're glad we have him on our side. He's helped the guys that he lines up against go out there and compete every day. And I think, you know, a guy like Chris Harris has benefited from the exposure he's had all the way from, you know, training camp all the way through. And anytime you get guys that are really competitive like that, it kind of raises the level of play around them.
How has the loss of Will Fork affected their D-line?
Well, I know he's a good, big, strong player for them. So, you know, that's unfortunate. But like we all do, you know, they put the next guy in, they expect him to play well, and they are playing well. So, you know, that's the way we all in this business have to handle it. You miss guys that you don't have that are good players, but you also plug in and give other guys opportunities, and that's what they've done.
Jack, Adams and Iheanacho are both strong safeties primarily in the last couple of years. Can you give us a football for dummies version of, you know, the adjustments from strong safety and free safety?
Well, you don't have to have a guy that's designated in the box all the time. I think Duke would probably fit that description a little more in terms of being a box guy more of the time. We play our safeties, you know, left and right at different times, and I think when you have Mike in the lineup, then you can do that more freely. So he's capable of doing both, and so it really won't be a major issue for us.
Is Tom Brady one of the more difficult quarterbacks to get pressure on because he's so good at releasing the ball quickly?
Well, I think, you know, their design, they have good design. They've been running the same system for a number of years. I think Tom's very comfortable in it, so I think anytime you have that, you get a quarterback that can be a quick decision maker, and he certainly is. So how you pressure, what you pressure, you definitely want to pressure. You have to make sure that the quarterback isn't comfortable, and you just have to pick your spots on how you're going to do it and what it's going to look like.